Good morning, and thank you for being here. My name is Scott Schilling, and I'm with Microsoft's Intellectual Property Group. A lot of folks ask, well, what does that mean? What does the Intellectual Property Group do at Microsoft, and how is that meaningful? You know, like my colleagues over on the other side of the room, the Intellectual Property Group is really focused on enabling, expanding, and managing the use of Microsoft's technology across the ecosystem. That manifests itself in a few different ways. You know, sometimes that's about taking a piece of technology that we've worked very hard to develop and licensing it out to other companies. Sometimes it's about facilitating partnerships between Microsoft, our engineering teams, and open source communities and open source projects. Regardless, though, the focus for us and the mission behind the work that we do is trying to put the customer at the center of the discussion, the customer requirements, the customer needs, and the customer solution at the center, and drive agreements with our partners and with the partner ecosystem that are win-win scenarios for both of us. I'm going to talk briefly today about Microsoft's approach to intellectual property, and then specifically how that approach is manifested for communication protocols. So you hear a lot these days about intellectual property. If you pick up the newspaper, I think almost every day you'll see some story about intellectual property. You'll see stories about patent infringement. You see stories about people going after one another around intellectual property. But let's talk a little bit about Microsoft's approach to intellectual property, how that impacts our business, and in turn, how it impacts and benefits your business. What I think it starts with is what I would consider to be really the core of our business, and that is investing in research and development that drives unique and new customer solutions. Microsoft invests an enormous amount of money in research and development. At the last count, it was $9 billion per year. And there are not a lot of companies worldwide that puts that sort of consistent investment in research and development to come up with new innovative solutions. That innovation and that research contributes to lots of different things. There's obvious things like the next version of Windows, the next version of Office, the next version of Windows Server. And other times, it contributes to devices and services like the Microsoft Surface or the Microsoft Connect, or as you've heard about, the Microsoft Azure public cloud platform. And sometimes that research and development contributes to the next wave of technology challenges. Could be natural user interface. It could be high efficiency multi-platform data centers. But to date, that research has resulted in over 35,000 patents worldwide that have been issued to Microsoft. Now, why is that patent or that piece of paper important to us? Obviously, that allows us to monetize some of our inventions and our innovations. And the fact that we can then monetize that and bring it to market brings in revenue and allows us to invest back in further research and development and put all of the resources necessary to tackle really tough challenges and to be thinking not just about what customers need today and what consumers need today, but think about what they're going to need 3, 5, 10 years from now and what that market is going to look like. Excuse me one moment. So then you have licensing, and what does that really mean? You know, it's some people's eyes glaze over when you bring up the topic of licensing, particularly at Microsoft. That's, take no offense, gentlemen. But the licensing is really what we consider to be the mechanism or the tool to spread that technology and that innovation across the ecosystem. It puts some of those pieces of innovation in the hands of our partners and allows them to build solutions that we could never imagine ourselves. It solves some of the technical and intellectual property challenges that exist in trying to piece together a truly interoperable solution. And to date, our team has reached over 1,000 distinct patent license agreements with partners like you around the world. And I think that's just an indication of how rigorous and how serious we are about working at this and making sure that we're able to hammer out the right agreement for the right partner for the right market situation. So open innovation. Michael talked quite a bit about open innovation and what that really means to us. You know, I talked about Microsoft's investment in research and development, and that's significant. That's within the walls of Microsoft around the world. But really, one of the observations that we've made in the last several years is that the model for innovation is shifting from a more closed, centralized process to essentially what amounts to networks of innovators collaborating across corporate barriers, across geographical barriers, to come up with new and innovative solutions that meet emerging needs. You know, historically, companies are very protective about their research and development, about the innovations that they have at work in their labs. They want to make sure that it's protected until it's ready to finally bring to market and share with the world. Intellectual property is critical to opening communication between companies so that they can collaborate and they can share some pieces of that technology without fear of misuse, without fear of misappropriation. So it's really, you know, something that greases the gears for companies to work together and build new solutions that they would never have been able to do on their own without that piece of collaboration. And of course, Microsoft has made, as you've heard a little bit about, a deep commitment to openness. And that's, without a doubt, a multifaceted approach. It cuts across open specifications, commitment to standards, and commitment to open source. And I think a proof point of that is really the latest release of Windows Azure, which now supports several Linux distributions in Microsoft's public cloud and Microsoft's data centers. So, as we all know, and as certainly you know, interoperable solutions don't just happen. You know, it's not easy work. So, a key component to our strategy to help make those solutions happen is publishing and committing to publish technical specifications. Those specifications may be protocols, they may be for file formats, it may be standards, it may be for languages, and those specifications are available for Windows Server, for Office, for Exchange, for SharePoint, and for SQL. Now, if you look at the entire universe of those specifications, some of those are patented inventions. You know, there are patents applied to some of those specifications. And in those cases, Microsoft commits to making those patents available through multiple license programs. That is an unwavering commitment, and that's what we work at every single day. So for a moment, let's just take an example of one of the communication protocols and one of the programs that we have in place for licensing that, with the remote desktop protocol. I know several of you in the room, this is a piece of technology that's near and dear to your heart and contributes to some of the solutions that you're working on today. Our colleagues in the server and tool business have rolled out several exciting pieces of innovation with RDP8. To really just further strengthen the customer experience as they're working in remote scenarios. And that opens up lots of exciting opportunities in the ecosystem. So in that case, there are several of those innovations and the new pieces of technology that are released with RDP8 have patents associated with them. And we make those available through a patent license program. We've gone through some work recently to look at the the licensing program for remote desktop protocol, look at how the market has evolved, look at how the customer use cases have evolved, and look at how our technology partners are using this piece of technology in new and innovative ways. How partners like yourself used that technology 3 years ago is not the same as the way that you're using it today and the way that you will be using it a couple years from now. So we've put a lot of work towards evolving the licensing program to understand that you need more flexibility, to take feedback from partners and say, okay, this is really creating an obstacle for me getting my product to market, or this is something that really benefits us and we want to see more of that. And we've made that program available today. So logistically, a bit about the remote desktop protocol licensing program, just as an example, so it gives you an idea of what to expect, regardless of what type of license makes sense for your business. In this case, we've moved to a flat fee agreement. And that's, again, just in an attempt to simplify things for partners, to say, look, a royalty program is very useful in a lot of cases, but it also involves a good deal of work in trying to track and report and look at all the different numbers of units that you've got to track down and keep an eye on over the course of several years. So it's a flat fee. It can be annual. It can be a three-year term. If there are other terms that are optimal to you and your firm, we're absolutely happy to look at that and try to customize an agreement. It's inclusive of future versions and includes access to reference source code through the program. It's very simple to put in place. You know, basically, you request a license, you help us understand what your use case is, you know, for yourself and for your end customers, so that we make sure we've got the right license for you, and so that you don't run into any snags. We confirm that we've got a non-disclosure agreement in place with you, and for most of you that has already been put in place years ago. And then we provide you an agreement that can be executed. Very simple document. It takes very little time to get through. Also included some contact information down there. There's an alias, a centralized alias that goes to multiple contacts within the intellectual property group. If you have a question, if you want to request a license or just a discussion about the licensing programs or further information, there are a couple of, there's a website there that contains a wealth of information about the specifications and the programs around licensing those specifications. And of course, I included my contact information as well. So what are the benefits of doing this, of taking the time to look into this and to settle on a license agreement? I think the most important one to everybody is accelerated time to market. You get access to reference source code, in this case for RDP. So having access to the actual implementation, having access to the view of how Microsoft sees the implementation being built, and that helping you and your engineers understand how you may put it to use. That's a huge benefit for a lot of partners. And it can potentially cut some of the development time, can cut some of the development expense between now and when your product goes live. Of course, it also provides a connection with the product team at events like this. And whether it is you escalating an issue that you're having and building out your interoperable solution, if it's a piece of information that you need, if it's a better understanding of the roadmap and where the next version is headed. For a lot of firms, it's hugely beneficial to have that connection and to have that access. And then finally, it reduces risk. You know, it removes some of the risks associated with running into a patent issue 2-3 years down the road. There'd be nothing worse than to get several steps down the path and then realize after you've set your pricing, after you've set your market rollout plan, and say, oh, wait a minute, we have to acquire a license. We have to now build this in and take a step back and deal with those steps. So in summary, I think you I think you've heard, and I think you will continue to hear over the course of the next 3 days, that Microsoft certainly has a commitment to open innovation. Microsoft is a company that has recognized for a long time that the only way that we succeed is when our partners succeed. There's absolutely no way that Microsoft could address all of the market opportunity that's out there around these technologies. So it's partners like you that understand the specifics of the market, understand the specifics of your customer use case, what they need, what they want, what they're willing to pay for, can take these bits of technology and produce a solution that's much more powerful than we could ever do on our own. The technical documentation is available, it's updated, it always will be. Where it's required, a patent license is available. So if there's a piece of technology there and there's a patent that's applied to it, and we do provide tools so that you can map out that information and figure out, okay, this is a technology I'm using, and yes, indeed, it is covered by a patent, a license will always be available through multiple programs. The process is simple, and it's extremely low cost. Our goal, or my goal in life, specifically as it relates to remote desktop protocol, is to remove friction from the process. Just make it as simple and easy as possible. And finally, the benefits are significant. You're reducing risk, you're accelerating your time to market, and you're establishing a long-term connection with a product team that can then fuel ongoing discussions and ongoing innovation with your solution. And with that, I will turn things over. I think we're headed to a break. Thank you very much.